Preface. I used to sleep like a baby. If a dump truck blew through my living room, I wouldn't wake up. But I don't sleep as well as I used to. I frequently wake up before my alarm, haunted by the pain that Christians have caused gay people. Sometimes I hit the pillow exhausted, but am instantly stirred up by a rush of fear that I have interpreted the Bible incorrectly, and hurt people by doing so. I can no longer read what the Bible says about homosexuality from a distance. I now see real names, beautiful faces, and complex stories splashed across its pages. This book is by far the most difficult one I've written. If all I did was to study a bunch of Bible verses, it would have been much easier. But as I began researching for this project, I made it a point to spend half my time in books and the other half in the lives of gay people. And my life will never be the same. I have made many unexpected friends whose stories have seeped down into my bones. I guess that some of you may already be agitated. All this talk about listening to gay people makes you wonder where I stand. So let me tell you up front. I stand on truth, and I stand on love. Figuring out how to stand on both is hard work. The question of homosexuality defies simple answers, so I refuse to give thin answers to thick questions in the book that follows. If you want quick, easy answers, or if you just want me to affirm all of your assumptions, whatever they may be, then this book isn't for you. There are plenty of books out there that will reaffirm your presuppositions. In this book, we're going to think. We're going to study. We're going to listen to the pain and joy of real people who are gay. We're going to hold our views with a humble heart and an open hand, inviting God to correct us where we have been wrong. We are going to do our best to lay aside our assumptions and genuinely seek to know what the Bible, not our tradition, says about homosexuality. Some of you may affirm same-sex relations, while others may not. I am writing this book for both of you, for all of us, for anyone who cares to know what the Bible says and doesn't say about homosexuality. This book is written for Christians, those who consider the Bible to be authoritative. Although I am a biblical scholar by profession, I am also a pastor who cares about people, and an ordinary dude who likes to surf, play baseball, and watch action-packed movies that get bad reviews. I have a PhD in New Testament and Judaism, and yet I didn't read a book from cover to cover until I was 17. I am not a natural-born geek. I happen to have become one because I fell in love with learning. All that is to say, I sought to make the tone of this book more conversational, so that anyone interested in the topic will understand it. The professor side of me cringes at books that are built on thin or sloppy research, so I've included an appendix for those of you who wish to go deeper into the subject. The first two-thirds of this book wrestle with what the Bible says about homosexuality, while the last third addresses other questions that come up in the discussion. I am well aware that some people are tired of bantering around about the so-called clobber passages in the Bible that mention homosexuality. I can see why people feel this way, but as I've read many books on the subject, I still see a great need for a clear, thorough, and fair-minded study of Scripture. Some books I've read seem like they are using the Bible to justify their previously held beliefs about homosexuality. They feel more like a defense of a particular view.